I didn't hear the original.
No, I didn't either. We must be recording.
Okay. Well, hopefully. Otherwise, you'll hear about it.
We're good.
Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council to order for April 9th, 2025. Would all rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. We'll start with public comment. So if anybody from the public would like to make a comment, please come up to the hot seat, state your name and what your comment is. All right, seeing no public comment is going to be made, we'll move on then to the agenda review and adoption. I was informed that it seems the chief won't be in participation, so we can take the chief off. Are there any other changes that we need to make? Anybody have anything they need to add? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second it.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulina, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose? Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulina, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose? Passes. Old city business, the minor subdivision variance for parcel 45.700010.
Yeah, so what that'll be for is for us just basically to call for the public hearing to do the variance in the minor subdivision. And that will require 4/5 vote. So I just want to make sure everybody can make the next meeting. but what I'm looking for is just a motion to call for a public hearing on May 13th, 2025 at 7 o'clock.
I make a motion for a public hearing May 13th, 2025 at 7 p.m.
Second.
Moved and seconded to hold a public hearing for the subdivision variance for parcel 45.700010 on May 13th, 2025 at 7 o'clock. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulina, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose? Public hearing upcoming. Move on then to current and future use of PID 45.0282010.
So just on that, just a quick update. Citations, three citations were issued. I believe the Monday after our last council meeting. I don't know the court date, but I haven't got any feedback on it. So just wanted to give you an update.
And those for record keeping purposes. I did quote the wrong PID number in my newsletter. Yeah, I know. Fat fingered a number and so it be. So should have been 45.0282010 in the newsletter. It happens. Any questions council have on that? Not on my goof up, but on.
And no.
No, thanks. next, city fee schedule.
So I did a little checking into the fee schedule for like the state building code. We can keep it where we're at. I mean, I kind of feel like it's maybe they're just trying to get everybody on the same fee schedule, but we don't have to. We can stay on whatever schedule we want. And but obviously there's not much increase in there. In some of the bigger permits, the costs go on. So I kind of, when I was looking at it, kind of feels like it balances on some permits, you know, but like your basic permits would go up a little bit. You know, your general OTC, your over the counter permits would go up a little bit from 56 to 75. You know, so. And that's the majority of the permits we issue, though, which would be like, you know, a plumbing or mechanical permit. But some of them permits are $75 anyways, but it'd mainly be a re-roof, re-siding, and re-windows. Them are the ones that probably would, you know, where you're going to be affected the most, you know, if we adopt, you know, a new schedule. But we don't necessarily have to either. I mean, I get their understanding. We all want to be on the same schedule. It makes sense, but really it's in our court.
You just leave it where it's at, though.
Oh, that's so why were they pushing? What do they care?
I don't know.
They make more
do money? They make a percentage of it or something?
Well, the thing is they charge whatever their fee is, you know, and bill us.
I was understanding that differently.
I mean, I can double check and verify with them, but
I thought they were
that there's
on a percentage.
Yeah.
So the more expensive it is, the bigger the fee is. Right?
Yeah. Like I think they get like 65.
Yeah. She told us that like isn't it really going to go up that 35. Much though. Like their fee was only going to be a few dollars. It's not like. But still, regardless, it's like they sure seem to care a lot.
Yeah. I the way she explained it, I was like, well, if we don't accept that, we have to find somebody new to do it or something like that. But
I didn't realize that.
Okay.
I'd say leave it then.
Just leave it for now and
Come
back to the table if there's an absolute different reason or a push for it other than just them. So maybe what I'll ask them to do is write us a memo. As to their main reasoning, you know, why they want to push the change.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to hear from them is it because they need more revenue? You know, if it's a revenue question for them or not.
I guess possibly.
Yeah.
No, it have to be.
And when did she say we changed last?
It was a while.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
So, I mean, I guess if everybody stayed at 2005 prices and their operating costs keep going up, I understand.
Let me verify that.
Yeah. I didn't realize we were this much in the driver's seat.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because if it was a very, very large city where numerous projects were getting done weekly,
then
I could see maybe I see why their fee schedules are higher, but it's like how many people in Hamburg are replacing the roof this year?
Well, that's fun.
I mean, right. Exactly. It depends on the weather.
It varies.
Like,
but the thing is where you're probably making your money is, you know, homes and.
Right. Oh, for sure.
You know, we're not adding any of that. So I can't imagine we're a big revenue stream for any.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Let me check on that aspect of it and I'll report back at the next meeting.
Okay.
Perfect. Move on then to new city business, the community hall closet flooring.
Yeah, so if you get a chance, you can go up and see they got that all done, sanded, finished, and looks real nice. Looks a lot nicer than what it was. And I'm glad we went that route versus putting flooring over flooring.
Yeah, good deal.
Excellent. Next item on the docket is the riprap project phase 2.
All right, so you can kind of see in the packet what we talked about doing in phase 2 would be the secondary pond, which is our discharge pond, finishing that. And then moving over, we have about $100,000 put towards this project. The other thing, met with Jason and with Kurt Reitz, our water wastewater. And I don't know what council's thoughts are, but our thought was to just go out because we'll be under the $150,000 threshold. That we would kind of look for bids based on what sheet was it where they put together for that we used last time, and we do it by price by awarding the bid right here based on the engineer's estimate. for mobilization, fabric, the class two riprap, mulching, turf restoration. The thought we thought was just to go out and get estimates and bids ourselves versus bringing the engineers in and adding. Not that I don't want the engineers in, but we kind of went through the report the engineers had. And also in there is that, you know, there's no permitting required by MPCA. So that was kind of our, what would be one of our concerns, you know, but since there's no permitting and it's just maintenance type things. And I mean, I'd have to know, we'd get people that know what they were doing. So we were just going to bring it forward to the council if you're okay. If we just go get estimates ourselves, or if we want to bring the engineers into play here.
I'd say get estimates ourselves, yeah, and save the money and put it towards the riprap. I mean,
really, grand towards another fabric down for the riprap. So I don't know that it's very technical. Jason and Kurt felt comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, moving forward without the engineers.
Well, yeah, I mean, if there's no permits required and if oversight.
If needed, we could do it on, you know, an hour here, an hour there or something, because we do have them under contract for,
right,
you know, things that may come up.
I say save the $9,000 and put an extra 10 feet of riprap in.
Well, that's what we were thinking.
Yep.
Or whatever it costs.
Yeah. Probably close.
Right. So we'll get some estimates for the next meeting.
Perfect. Next item of new business is the baseball park vandalism.
So Friday afternoon, I had the baseball club come up and talk to me and showed me some pictures that the crow's nest door, you know, with the crow's nest where they keep the score up the press box, I guess would be the other thing. They tried getting in there and they wrecked the door. I mean, and then drew a item on the door also, which I won't say out loud. So we're going to need a new door. I did send the pictures to the deputy. He's going to put a report together. I have turned it into insurance. Probably looking at, probably it's about, because it's a specialty door, I don't know, 500 to 1,000 probably in that range, depending. Really, it's going to depend on how much that specialty door is or if they can find something, you know, where they don't have to have it specially made, then it would probably only be $500. But so just so you know, so in with that happening, and the thing is, we don't know when it happened because it's not like the baseball, that door is checked every day. You know what I mean? I mean, around the park, you can see things, but that door up there, who knows when it happened, but it was just noticed last Friday. And along with that, because of the numerous issues we've had at the park, you know, the thought is to put cameras up there too. Just one or two cameras, you know, one maybe on that door and the other one went on the concessions probably.
Probably concessions.
And our thought was instead of versus going with, I mean, some said trail cam, but I said, you don't even have to do a trail cam. They have, you can buy cameras now that are pretty good. I have them on my house and you can see clearly and you just use an SD card and it'll record for 30 days.
Do they need Wi-Fi?
Yeah, they need Wi-Fi. So that would be the one thing. The Wi-Fi is there.
The Wi-Fi is there. Yeah.
We would just have to, because usually what we do is we turn it off come
end of the ball season.
Yeah, end of the ball season or fall when everything's all tidied up at the ballpark. But we could just keep it there for versus half the year, then it would just be, you have to have it the whole year. So that'd be the only real expense, I think. But you can get cameras for relatively cheap.
Make sure they're the ones that you can see at night.
Oh, yeah, I definitely get, like the ones I got are night vision. And they're 2K.
Dog park. Can you see
that
night?
We've changed some of them out.
Okay.
Because now we have some, I think there's two or three of them that have the good night vision. Okay. Yeah, because we noticed that when we were looking at film a few times, we're like, can't see nothing at night. So you get them night vision ones, you can see.
Perfect.
But yeah.
Hey.
some scrap chairs or
for Hamburg or Township?
Township.
Next. In that room. Yeah.
No problem. No problem.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think we'll move forward with that and then I'll coordinate like with you and Rich.
Yeah.
I talked to Melly today too, so I think everybody's on board with it. So
the only thing we'd want to double check, and obviously we have time to double check this, is because I believe the county comes and gets the Wi-Fi equipment out of there in the wintertime.
If we can keep it all year round,
put it someplace differently so we could keep it on site.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check on that.
Because unfortunately, the press box is heated. Doesn't have AC either. You can deal with not having AC from time to time.
Because I think they keep the router there now.
Do they now?
I think so. Okay.
But well, if it's there, then it should be on.
I don't know how it operates at 10 below. But
it's a half a gig versus a half a gig.
Okay, I'll check on that with the county.
Any other questions on that? Otherwise, we'll move on then to council reports if we have no other new business. Councilman Polson.
I don't have anything for streets, but it's just, I guess, common courtesy. I get that people are lazy and don't want to pick up their dog poop in the park, but there is an obscene amount of dog poop around the Veterans Memorial. That should stop. So who's ever listening?
I'll put a little blurb in the newsletter.
That is, it's A, very disrespectful. B, you could get fined because there's a sign right there that says up to $250 fine. So.
Okay.
Anyways,
yeah, I had after observing after the snow had gone, a thought of mine was to, you know, put in the newsletter something in regards to maybe having a cleanup day. So anybody who has a dog that has visited the park, maybe come down and help clean up that area a little bit. Obviously, it's probably one or two people that are making the majority of that mess.
Right.
Versus all the other dog owners.
Yeah, that was it. Just like, I get it. You want to be lazy and you want to risk not getting the fine, but not at the Veterans Memorial. That's just
right.
That's real. Yeah, come on. That's it.
Okay. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
One thing just to, I know we don't have a lot of time left to do it, but if you are wondering, the League of Minnesota Cities event on June 25th to 27th is open to all of us to attend if we want to. There is a little bit of cost that goes with it. It's in Duluth this year. If you've never been to one of them, it is actually pretty good information for people as elected officials to learn just about different things in running a city, engagement with people, and just other avenues of areas where we can get funding for some of our bigger projects. Well, again, it's in June this year. It's up in Duluth. If it's something that you're interested in wanting to do, we'll have to, at the next meeting, we'll have to make a motion for those who may want to go and that. And if you have any questions about reimbursement and stuff like that, Jeremy can send that information out and go, because some of the costs would be covered by the city for that event as well. So. Then also, if more than three of us go, then or three or more of us go, we'll have to make sure that we announce to the world that we're all attending.
Yep.
The only other thing I have is at the last monthly phone call we have with Emmer's office, there was a conversation at the state in one of the state committees in the House. That the federal government is in the process of looking at taking away the tax-free element of municipal bonds. And so I had asked Sally Fox, who is Emmer's conduit for us, if there was any truth to that, because I don't understand why they would be wanting to take away the tax-free element of municipal bonds, considering the fact that if they went to become taxable, that means the bonds would become more expensive. And that would mean our cost for projects, bigger projects, would go up. So I haven't heard back yet on it. They said that they'll hopefully get me something soon, but we'll find out.
Isn't like Emory doing a meeting for Carver and Wright County too, specifically?
At some point.
I think, time, yeah.
Other than that, Mayor's In Time will be the first Monday there in May, which luckily for everybody, and that it's early because I will be in Fort Lauderdale the next day.
Sure, rub it in.
At least it's not the second Tuesday. Well, anything else? That's all I had. I will get a newsletter out this week as well. So if you have anything to add into the newsletter, would like to see, let Jeremy or I know.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilor Poplar, aye.
Councilor Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilor Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for April 8th, 2025 is adjourned at 1922.